SHAJPI, Scientific Voices.
I'm senior scientist Kirsti Loukola-Ruskeniemi from Finland, from the Finnish Geological Survey. And I must apologize, my long surname is pretty long and difficult for example, in conferences for the German. My specialty is environmental geology and ore geology. I actually did my PhD on ore geology, but then I started already in 1993 environmental geology. My main research topics have been for the natural geogenic background for environment. So, for example, we have in bedrock and soil, in certain places we have more arsenic than in other some other places. For example, all the large drinking water problems and challenges in the world, in globally, they are because arsenic occurs in bedrock and soil under natural conditions already. Also, anthropogenic contamination is of course there. So we have in our Acreas project arsenic management in agricultural soil water systems, which we were studying arsenic, which was in Verdun in France. Was anthropogenic because of the ammunition that was destructed after the First World War. And then there is one study site in Europe, it's in France, in Germany, in the Freiberg area, where there is 800 years of mining activities in the area. And there arsenic is both anthropogenic and geogenic, because the ore in bedrock and soil, it contained arsenic also under natural conditions before the mining activities began. And then we have a site in Finland, which is only geogenic. So there are no anthropogenic arsenic in the area, but there is geogenic naturally in the bedrock. In agricultural soil water systems, the arsenic and also other contaminants, if they exist in the area, they end up in crops. And for example, arsenic in rice is a global problem at present. The irrigation water they are using to cultivate rice is in some cases, for example, in Bangladesh, it contains arsenic and it ends up in crop and it ends up in our food. Arsenic can cause many kinds of health issues, for example, cancer. So it is quite bad for our health. In our Acreas project, we develop treatment technologies. Also, for example, the surface waters of Verdun in France, the University of Oulu in Finland carried out water treatment tests and discovered that the best way to take the arsenic levels down in surface water in Verdun, reverse osmosis membrane systems, and the sustainable assessment of this treatment revealed that adsorption and coagulation filtration processes were the most feasible options for the treatment of these waters. So, and then also in Germany, there were a lot of experiments carried out with the biologically synthesized adsorbent. How to treat the soils rich in arsenic. And pot experiments carried out in BRGM in France, in Orleans, biologically synthetic adsorbent with spring barley reduced the mobility of arsenic. So we tried all these treatments. Of course, in the world, these treatments have been developed for a long time, but these were the specific treatments we developed in our project. The ACRIAS project is actually a continuation of two other European Union projects we coordinated from the Geological Survey of Finland about the risk assessment and risk management of arsenic. And the ACRIAS project was applied this knowledge we had developed in these previous projects to agricultural soil water systems. And so we had a lot of information and background data from Germany, France, and Finland before the project started. And we were kind of developing the last stage and the last stage how to apply this information in these different countries and within the European community in general, how to develop it as to provide a toolbox, how to proceed with risk management of arsenic issues, because the challenge with arsenic in rice and maize and other crops is quite huge in the world. Not only the groundwater issues, which are better regulated than crops. Currently, I'm working with black shales, which is my, I love black shales actually, because it was the topic I was doing my PhD. And we are working together with my colleagues to develop comparable risk management procedure with the environmental impacts of black shales. And these rocks are, they have originally precipitated on seafloor under anoxic conditions. In present day, for example, form on the bottom of Black Sea. And in Finland, we have 2 billion year old black shales. They contain organic carbon. It used to be algae and bacteria from these old days. And these rocks, they contain a lot of elements and compounds which are potentially harmful for humans and the ecosystem. And they usually lower the pH of surface waters, for example, and also drinking water issues are involved, for example, in China, in Africa, in Central Europe as well. I think that in the future, it would be very important to provide global regulation for arsenic and other harmful elements in our food supply. So I think it would be important to have the World Health Organization compile also regulation for arsenic in food, not only in arsenic in groundwater and drinking water. I think the main gift Europe can give to the rest of the world in arsenic research is that in Finland, especially in Germany, they have developed a very good and efficient risk management procedure containing regulations and stakeholder activities and risk communication with the whole community and all this kind of stuff that I think it is the best in the world I have read of. So I think our gift to the rest of the world in arsenic research is this risk management procedure we have been able to develop in European community.